This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado has settled with a cannabis company after an investigation that it failed to disclose health risks. The company, 1906, must now pay $400,000 in fines and stop selling its products in the state. The company produces a line of edibles called Drops, and it began getting complaints in 2020 about one product in particular that was causing liver problems. It was marketed to help with sleep and didn't include any warnings. Now the state says, despite being aware of those problems, the company kept selling that product. A Western Slope piece of public art depicting a nude dancer is on the move. The city of Fruta is relocating the sculpture after public concern. Artist Pavia Justinian says the backlash over that statue includes female genitalia was a surprise.
Part of the role of public art is to start conversations, and so plenty of people are going to have something to say about it, but I didn't expect it to be like a super controversial thing. And she is supposed to represent joy. That's really why I built her.
The sculpture was removed from a downtown plaza last week and will be relocated to a yet-to-be-determined location. Colorado's unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.2% in August, according to the state's Labor Department. Preliminary estimates show employers added 3,000 jobs, those gains led by the education and healthcare sectors. Meanwhile, the financial services industry actually lost about 2,000 jobs. These monthly jobs numbers do typically change as more information comes in. In Denver and Boulder, be ready for showers or thunderstorms this evening, with temperatures dipping near 50 overnight. Tuesday looks damp and cooler, likely with persistent rain, but things brighten and warm midweek. This is CPR News.